We're blessed to have a special guest on. It's Cowboys defensive coordinator Rod Marinelli. Coach, it's been a real interesting year in the NFL, and I don't know that you've had the chance to go on record. This might be an odd way to start, but I've just always wanted to know, as a Vietnam veteran, what's your take on the players kneeling during the national anthem this season?
Well, boys, it's an honor to be on with you this morning with a media member of such gravitas and Mike Ducey.
We appreciate you taking the time.
As a veteran, the anthem is my favorite song, and of course I respect the flag. So when I walked into a training room earlier this season and saw DeMontre Moore handling up on All Glory like that kid in American Pie did that pie, I had to cut that son of a bitch on the spot. Douche, you ever seen American Pie? That's a great flick. Yeah.
But love it.
I'm also a little bit conflicted because, as violent motivator Rod Marinelli always says, the low man wins. So if you're kneeling, you're already in a good spot to get into the tackle's pads and move him off that damn spot. So on the one hand, I love America, but on the other hand, I clearly love disrupting the pocket.
Certainly.
Wow. Coach, a tough spot for you to be in, that's for sure. Shifting gears, you guys have the Raiders this weekend. How do you feel about that matchup?
You know, it's funny, Deuce, you use the term Raiders, and good people of Kowloon called us Raiders when we were moving through those rice paddies in the thick of the Tet Offensive as they emerged from the bush. They had their rusted Kalashnikov singing a song of death that I can never get out of my head, no matter how loud I turn my Motorola headset up on the sideline. But we were really nothing more than good men, Coach Rod and his boys, doing as we were told. And that's what I need my guys to do this Sunday. Follow Coach Rod to the gates of Hades and get to 8-6.
Yeah, that didn't seem to deal with Oakland too much, but I appreciate the conflict you're going through there. The Raiders, they're going to have wide receiver Amari Cooper back, hopefully. What's your scouting report trying to stop him?
Amari Cooper, love the kid. Great body. Exceptional route runner. Fires me up, as you can tell. He wastes no movements and gets to where he needs to go efficiently, just like when Coach Rod led a platoon of 25 committed young Americans.
Oh, he's going back there,
go.
Mike.
Yes.
It was a night in June of 1968, and Rod and his boys needed to get to Charlie, and I needed to get there fast. Me and the boys are moving through the bush with the determination of a jungle cat hunting Asian Marxists, or Khalil Mack run through Throatzilla Collins, when Coach Rod realizes we're outmanned, boys. Not as many men as I thought we had, which brings me to the pressing question. Where were you, Deuce? Where were you when Coach Rod and your coach needed you now?
Well, Coach, I'm a little too young to actually have been drafted, Coach.
The wrinkles deceive me because a strong Iowa farm boy who grew up eating dirt somehow ended up in a makeup chair while the rest of my boys are out there crawling through the mud and blood.
Which we're grateful for your sacrifice. Yeah. I'm sorry to have disappointed you.
Yeah, you did disappoint me, but I tell you, what's confusing to Coach Rod is if Jared Goff or Aaron Rodgers puts 35 on my ass, there's Deuce front and center with his microphone questioning Coach Rod. But when your country called, where were you, Deuce?
Abruptly going from the world of football to the world of war.
Yeah, and it seems like you're not willing to let this go, Coach Rod. So I think we're just going to have to say goodbye. We're just not getting any Cowboys information out of you. It seems you insist on just going back to Vietnam time after time.
Much like America's plan in the South Pacific. Didn't really write an exit strategy for this bit, so always remember, it's about eating palm trees, messing out splinters, and not having to rely on your spin move. Mele kamili kimaka, boy.
That's Coach Rod Marinelli here, Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.